Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, hold us in your hands. Give us your peace, your grace, and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. When do I get to be in charge? I mean, my whole life, I've been wondering, when do I actually get to be in charge? I thought it was when I graduated high school. And then I learned that when you go to college and your parents are still paying the bills, they're still in charge. And then the professors, well, they like to tell you what to do too, like, you know, do papers and, you know, homework and stuff. So then I figured, all right, when I graduate from college, then I get to be in charge. And so I graduated on May 11th, 1996, and I immediately went back home to live with my parents under their roof. So still not in charge. But then less than 2 months later, I got my very first apartment. And I moved in, and wouldn't you know it, my roommate shows up a week before they were going to move in and started telling me where everything was supposed to go. Still didn't get to be in charge. And then a week later, I married my roommate. And Lord knows I ain't been in charge since. I mean, somebody asked her one time, she said, who wears the pants in your family? She says, well, he does. I just tell him which ones to put on. And so... Then I finally, going through seminary, I became an intern. And when you're an intern, you're still not in charge, but you're given authority over some things. And I had authority over the youth group. And I'd been there for about a year, and we were going to Newberry College for the South Carolina Lutheran Church Youth Convention. And so we were bringing a group of kids with us, and Stacy was actually also with me there. She was the other adult advisor, but she didn't want any kind of authority over teenagers, so she let me do it. And so the way it was boys were on one floor and the girls were on another floor. Now, as a side note, you got to know that now that I have gray hair and a bald spot, nobody argues with me how old I am. It's like, oh, you don't look your age. I haven't heard that in a long time, but I used to all the time. I looked like a teenager, without a doubt. And so when we went there, I was 23 years old, and we packed suitcases in, and for some strange reason, all of Stacy's stuff wouldn't fit in her suitcase. So she put some of her stuff in my suitcase. And she comes up to the room on the boys' floor and was getting her stuff out of the suitcase to bring it back down to her room. At which time, the dorm monitor, which was some college kid that was volunteering for the week, comes in and goes, you can't be in here. Now, at the time, I'm actually standing behind him in the hallway, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, my wife can't be in my room? He goes, yeah, right. No, seriously, that's my wife. See, a wedding band. You could have gotten that anywhere. Like some master plan, I'm going to go out and buy a wedding band just so I could get girls into my room at the youth gathering. He actually ID'd me to make sure that I was telling him the truth. So just when I think I have authority, some college kid comes and jerks it away. And then I became a pastor. Pastoral authority. Except for the fact that there's people that have been in that church for a very long time. Still, I'm wondering when I get to be in charge. You know, authority is an important thing, and in today's society, it's tough to know who has it. You know, it used to be really clear. Now, I wasn't alive back in the 50s and 60s, but from what I see on TV and reading history, everything was in black and white, not just the television. But, you know, it was very clear who was in charge in the home, who was in charge at work, who was in charge in society, who was in charge with the government. And everybody respected that pecking order until the late 60s and 70s came along. And then people began to question authority. And it was not very clear who it was in charge anymore. It was no longer every white male with money. It was other people too, wanting to share in that authority. And so since then, there's been a whole lot of gray area, but we've kind of figured it out how it's supposed to be, right? I mean, we kind of know who's in charge. Well, at least we did until 2020 hit. And that's when the idea of authority really came into question. And we've struggled with authority ever since, haven't we? But that's nothing new. It's always been a question about who's in charge here. I mean, that's exactly what went on in today's gospel reading. The elders and the chief priests came to Jesus and said, "By what authority are you doing this?" Now, little backstory there. We are in Matthew chapter 21, and the beginning of Matthew chapter 21, Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, the Palm Parade, you know, like we celebrate on Palm Sunday. And right after that, he went and cleansed the temple. He went in there with some whips and was driving out all of the money changers and everybody who was selling stuff. This was a huge hit to the economic system of the temple. And then after that, he went to Bethany, and then he came back. And this, what we have here, is that next day. And so what they're asking Jesus is not only about what he's saying, but by what authority did you have to come in here and do that yesterday? Who gave you permission to come in here and drive out all the money changers? So Jesus says, okay, I'll answer your question if you answer mine. John's baptism, was it of heaven origin? Or human origin? Well, this was a non-answerable question, really, because and the Jewish leaders knew it, because they said, well, if we answer that it was from heaven, he'll say, well, then why didn't you believe him? And if we say it was human origin, well, the people are not going to like that at all, because they all think he's a prophet. And so they said, well, we don't know. And he goes, well, then I'm not going to tell you whose authority I'm doing this. And which leaves us in the same question. So who's in charge? Right? And so Jesus goes on to tell a story about two brothers. The one that I told in children's sermon. You got two brothers, and one goes to the first one and says, okay, I need you to go out to the vineyard. And he goes, I'm not going. And the second one says, okay, no problem. But the first one, he changed his mind and went anyway. And the second one, he didn't go. So the question is, who saw the Father as authority? Because see, that's our real problem. It's not we don't know who's supposed to have authority. I mean, in both services, the kids, without being prompted, said God. And if they know, surely we know too. We know that God has the authority, right? The question is whether or not we're going to give God that authority. Because that's easier said than done. I mean, because we'll say it just like the second said, oh yeah, God, whatever you want for me, I'm good. Until the rubber meets the road, right? And then we find ourselves like that second son saying, you know what? I think not. So what authority does that show? And so the first problem that we have is that we struggle with who has authority in our lives. And let me tell you, ever since 2020, you know what that answer has been? Me. I've got my authority. I mean, it's been crazy, hasn't it? I mean, we don't call it authority, we call it rights. I know my rights. I was watching a video a week or so ago of this young woman who had been pulled over by the police. And the officer went up to her car and asked for her license and registration. To which she replied, I don't need a license. And he said, is that so? I need to see your license. I don't need a license to operate a motor vehicle in this country. Well, yes, ma'am, this is the state of Florida. I'm afraid you do need a license. I am not a commercial driver. This is not a commercial vehicle. I do not need a driver's license. And I have the law right here in the back seat to show you. Let me see your supervisor. I know my rights. So he said, all right, I'm not arguing with you. He's a supervisor. And wouldn't you know it, the supervisor agreed with him that you do, in fact, need to have a driver's license to drive in the state of Florida or any of the other 49 states, from what I gather. But she was determined that they were violating her rights by saying that she needed a driver's license to drive. And how many times have we heard that in the last 3 years or so? I know my rights. Don't violate my rights. Well, what are your rights? Because see, that's the problem. We think we're the ones who are in charge. We think we're the ones who have authority. But what does that say about our faith? But not only are we struggling with who's ultimately in charge, we don't know what authority means either. Because we think authority means that we're the ones that call the shots. I mean, isn't that what it is? That's what being a boss is all about. It means you get to tell people what to do. That's what being a parent is all about. You get to tell your kids what to do. That's what being a wife is all about. You get to tell your husband what to do. We don't listen because we don't hear a lot of things. But anyway, that's not how it is. Because just listen to what it said in our second reading today. The book of Philippians, St. Paul writes, he goes, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves." So, first of all, being in authority means that you think of others as better than yourselves. "Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others." And now listen to this. "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." So in our faith, the God who has authority over us, here's what authority means. It means taking a back seat. It means putting the interests of others ahead of yourself. Because what Jesus did was, Jesus died on a cross because of what we've done. Jesus gave his life. He came not as an authoritative dictator. He came as a suffering servant. And that's the God who we follow. That's what authority means in the Christian faith. It doesn't mean calling all the shots. It doesn't mean whatever makes me happy. It doesn't mean that I'm the one in charge and everybody else has to do what I want. It means that we take a back seat, not only to God, but to everyone else too. It means we put others first. And the thing is, if I'm putting you first and you're putting me first, we are putting God first. Because that is the ultimate authority. It's not about calling all the shots. It's about following the one who serves us. It's about following the one who sacrificed himself for us. So who is your authority? God is your authority. What does that mean? It means we serve. Amen.